greener and meaner.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Later today, President Obama will announce the country's first national fuel emissions limits for cars and trucks. He'll also demand higher fuel efficiency standards from automakers. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin with a preview.
The new standards will require cars and trucks to get at least 35 miles per gallon by 2016. The cost for cleaner cars and air will be about $1,300 per new vehicle by the time the plan's complete. Automakers are expected to be on board with the president's decision. For one thing, they won't have to worry about states forcing them to meet different tailpipe standards. California and other states had asked the federal government to allow them to set tougher emission standards. The Bush administration had turned down that request, but these new standards will likely satisfy the states. Obama's plan is expected to add more hybrids and electric vehicles to the roads. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Hey, how about an early week rally? The Dow gained more than 2.5% yesterday, more than 235 points to close at 8504. NASDAQ up more than 3%. S&P 500 up more than 2%. Markets are higher right now across the board in Europe. The German DAX has added nearly 2% so far. In Asia, Hong Kong and Japanese shares added about 3% each in trading today. China said today it will subsidize purchases of cars and home appliances to replace older models. The country wants to expand a program that was first introduced in rural areas to major cities across China. The government says it's a way to pump up demand, support domestic industries, and help the environment. Here in this country today, New York Senator Charles Schumer is expected to introduce a bill that would rein in executive pay. The bill would let shareholders vote every year on whether they think company bosses are getting paid too much. Jill Barshe reports.
Shareholders and companies that took federal bailout money got to vote on pay this year. Rich Furlato is a director with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He's been fighting for more shareholder influence on executive pay, but
at this point, there have been no dramatic votes rejecting a pay plan.
Furlato says large investors dominate shareholder meetings, but they tend to side with management.
It's now up to shareholders, particularly the institutional shareholders like mutual funds, to step up to the plate, to use that power responsibly, and begin to rein in pay.
British shareholders got the right to vote on pay in 2002. Furlato says that stopped executive pay from running out of control there. In New York, I'm Jill Barshe for Marketplace.
It's voting day today in the Golden State. California voters are being asked to decide if they're willing to help pay to avoid billions more in budget cuts this year. It's a complex mix of reforms and taxes and funding shifts that doesn't necessarily guarantee against future deficits either. The ballot measures are lagging in opinion polls. Grass need cutting? Grab a lawnmower and get it done. But we're not talking about your lawn. How about the grass at parks in the city of Toledo, Ohio? The mayor there is hoping people will lend a hand and blade to keep the parks looking nice and neat. And since the recession's cleaned out a good number of city workers, they're hoping the public will get involved. The mayor says he'll be helping out himself the next several Saturdays.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at TrustedChoice.com. American Public Media explores the economic crisis with four new documentaries, supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
There's a new study out today that finds airline passenger satisfaction rose more than 3% earlier this year. It's the first time in 6 years that airlines saw their scores rise. Southwest got the best marks in the study by the University of Michigan. United got the worst again. It's not every day that a brand new airplane model rolls off the assembly line. For Boeing, its 777 debuted 15 years ago, the last debut for them. But all eyes are now on Boeing's revolutionary new airplane that's finally getting ready for its first flight, just a couple of years behind schedule. Deborah Wong from KUOW in Seattle reports.
Boeing hasn't had an easy time getting its 787 Dreamliner off the ground. There have been part shortages, manufacturing glitches, even a labor strike. So when Boeing recently decided to open its factory doors to show off the first few airplanes, people took it as a good sign. Yvonne Leach is a spokesperson for the 787.
We're always confident when progress is being made. New airplane programs always have a chance of unknowns. We hope we've seen the unknowns on this program. They're behind us.
Boeing says the first Dreamliner should be ready for its maiden flight sometime next month. Eventually, a total of six airplanes will be put through thousands of hours of flight tests. They'll have their engines stalled in midair. They'll be subjected to simulated bird strikes. They'll even have to fly with fake ice taped to their wings. Michel Merluzeau is an aerospace analyst for G2 Solutions. He says problems could still emerge during the flight tests, but he doesn't expect anything dramatic.
This is Boeing's territory. You know, flight testing, they can execute well. They're in their comfort zone here. They're in the business of flying and testing aircraft.
But Merluzeau says the airplane not only has to fly, it has to fly as promised. It's made mostly of carbon fiber instead of aluminum, so it's supposed to be lighter and 20% more fuel efficient. But the first planes are coming off the assembly line heavier than expected. Merluzeau says airlines aren't happy.
They sold the concept to the customer. Actually, there are airlines that are basing their route strategy on that aircraft. So it's absolutely critical that they meet these performance targets.
Despite the production delays and the recession, airlines are still eagerly awaiting the new plane. Boeing has more than 800 orders on the books. The first Dreamliner is scheduled to be delivered to Japan's All Nippon Airways sometime next spring. In Seattle, I'm Deborah Wong for Marketplace.
Hey, hope you can join us at our website. We have the Scratchpad there and our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.